I am responding to an email talking about aging hippies.
Hi, my name's Melinda Moulton, and I live in Huntington.
This is Nicholas Eckerotz from Lover, Vermont.
As we are wont to do, we collected some of your stories to help answer this question. I always love doing this.
Okay, so my name is Veranda Porsche.
Radford Johnston.
Lucy Horton.
It's Robert Murray Hundley.
I moved here in 1968 with a group of friends. We didn't think of it as a commune. Later we said, oh yeah, we live on a commune. We referred to it as Total Loss Farm. And 50 years later, I still live here.
I am 72. I'm going to be 73 in a few weeks. And I live currently in the Lehigh Valley of Pennsylvania.
Moved for law school so my wife could go to Columbia and then came to Washington, D.C. And we've been snowbirds.
Had a building business, construction.
I'm now a licensed Vermont forester. I do some surveying.
For the last 36 years, I am the redeveloper of the Burlington waterfront.
Semi-retired now.
I retired when I was 70 from being a minister in a church.
I have had to endure the replacement of two hips.
Every morning, my friends and I climb our local hill. That's a steep climb. It never gets easier. I came here to write poetry, and that's what I've done throughout my life. Now I'm exploring from the inside the poetics of civic life. Following Trump's inauguration, I ran for the Guilford Select Board.
We started a new Democratic club here in the area, and we just had our third meeting yesterday.
I'm on the board of the local library.
I've worked for my town as selectman, EMT, currently town moderator.
I still feel very much that you can do things to be self-sufficient and grow the values that are important for humanity. I just think it takes more work than we thought.
And I always have hope that one conversation at a time, that people can come to hear each other.
Thanks to everyone who shared their stories with us.